Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama wants to let you know how disabled vets might be eligible for IRS refunds going back as far as 1991. Unbelievable? But it's true. So, my friends, we all know that you cannot get IRS refunds if you file for them more than 3 years after the tax return was filed or when it was originally due if the tax returns were never filed. So why can you suddenly go back over 25 years to get these refunds approved and released to you? Well, it turns out that the combat interns... Well, it turns out that the Combat Injured Veterans Tax Fairness Act that was passed in 2016 makes all of this possible. The IRS worked with the Veterans Administration to craft a letter to veterans who received a lump sum disability check when they separated from service. IRS withholding was taken from those checks, but those benefits should not have been taxable. Veterans who receive that letter need to take action immediately. You have 12 months to file an amended return to claim your refund. Now, it's not clear if the IRS will also be paying interest on those refunds for the taxes that were withheld a decade or two ago, but they just might. There are two ways to claim your refund. One, find the original tax return and the information showing how much was withheld from your compensation, then you can claim the full amount. Or if you cannot find that information, the IRS has a schedule of refunds you can claim by year. It's $1,750 for tax years 1991 through 2005, $2,400 for tax years 2006 through 2010, and $3,200 for tax years 2011 through 2016. But it is your best interest to find the actual information. Why? I just learned from Kathy Bilkus, an EA in Colorado, who just filed a claim for one of her clients this week. He had received his severance payment in 2014. The refund she got him was over $10,000 because they had the original information. That is more than three times the 2011 to 2016 amount that the IRS is generously willing to issue if you have no data. How do you go about getting these refunds? Simply file a Form 1040X for the year in question and write Disability Severance Payment on line 15 of the Form 1040X and enter the amounts on line 15 and line 22. Then follow the special instructions, and this is the link on the website, to mail these specific refund requests to a specific mail stop address on the IRS campus in Kansas. Now, what's if you don't get the letter from the VA? That's okay, but you will have to dig up two documents to prove that you were discharged for service-related disabilities and the payment information. The IRS spells out the details in that special instructions link. Just scroll all the way down on that page. Although this may be difficult, it will be worth the effort. By locating the actual documents, you are likely to get the higher refund amount. So please, do it quickly. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about tax and business issues free. Where? Where else? At TaxMama.com.